Hi, friends. Welcome to Direct Impact Broadcasting. The network of growth and transformation presents SOS for Leaders, where your host, Taiwana Wilson, will be sharing leadership and personal growth strategies. Let's jump right in.
Welcome to SOS for Leaders. The podcast is here to help you get clear, get confident, and get noticed in your leadership journey. Whether you're an emerging professional or already in the thick of your career, this space is your go-to for actionable, practical leadership insights that actually move the needle. I am your host, Taiwana Coach T. Wilson, the Standout Strategist, and I'm glad you are here. Today's episode is called Own Who You Are, Claiming Your Leadership Identity. Doesn't that sound interesting? Well, it's actually from our Standout with Intent framework. This is part of the clarity phase. And let me tell you, this is where it all begins. If you're tired of feeling stuck, overlooked, or unsure about what makes you different, you're in the right place. And I definitely have some tools that will help you be able to navigate your leadership identity. So let's get started and start with a simple but powerful question. If someone asked you right now, who are you as a leader? What would you say? I don't mean your job title. I don't mean your resume. I mean you, the way you lead, the way you influence, the value you bring when you walk in the room. If you don't have a clear answer, you're not alone. Most professionals I work with, especially those that are early in their careers, have never taken the time to define their leadership identity. But here's the big idea. If you don't define it, someone else will. And you definitely don't want an identity that someone defined for you. And when that happens, you run the risk of being misinterpreted, misjudged, or just plain overlooked. So today we're going to change that. Let's break it all down for you, give you some clear steps that you can put into place. Your leadership identity is made up of three key pieces: your values, your strengths, and your impact. So let's start with your values. Your values. These are the non-negotiable, the things that guide how you lead, make decisions, and show up. Maybe it's integrity. Maybe it's creativity. Maybe it's excellence. What are the principles you refuse to compromise? It's very important to get clear on your values way before you have to make a decision that might compromise your values. When you're clear on your values, you won't have to worry about compromising them. The second is your strengths. What do you do exceptionally well? What feels easy to you but adds huge value to your team or organization? Maybe it's problem solving. Maybe it's your ability to break down complex information to simple ideas. Maybe it's relationship building or either strategic thinking. So think about, what are your strengths? And the third key piece is your impact. How do you move things forward? What's the transformation you bring to your team or your space? Think about the ripple effect of your leadership style. When these three pieces are aligned, you operate with clarity, and clarity is magnetic. People notice. They trust you. They follow you. When they're out of sync, though, it's like walking in someone else's shoes. You feel off, uncertain, and disconnected from your own power. So how do you claim your leadership identity? Let me give you three practical steps you can take today. Step one, identify your top values. Go ahead, set a timer for 5 minutes and brainstorm. Write down every value that matters to you. Then circle your top three. These should be the ones that no matter what environment you're in, you live by them. Step two, own your strengths. Think about moments when you felt in flow at work. times when things just click. You just got it. You were doing exceptional. What were you doing? What strengths were you using? Ask a trusted colleague or mentor what they see as your superpowers. And step three, define your leadership impact. Finish this sentence. When I lead, I help others, dot, dot, dot. Fill in the blank. Do you help them see the big picture, stay calm under pressure, solve problems faster? This is the part where your identity makes the difference. So now that you've done all of that, I want you to write a leadership identity statement. It could sound something like this. I'm a purpose-driven leader who values clarity, collaboration, and innovation. I lead by connecting people and ideas to deliver results that matter. Or it could sound something like this. I'm a steady, strategic leader who brings calm to chaos and helps teams stay focused on what matters most. The format really doesn't matter. What matters is that it feels like you. And when you read it out loud, it should sound and feel like stepping into your own power. Let's get into why this matters. When you're clear on who you are as a leader, you make better decisions faster. You show up with confidence in interviews and meetings. You stop chasing roles that don't fit you. And you attract opportunities that align with your true strengths. This isn't fluff stuff. This is stuff that works. This is strategy. Research shows that professionals who can clearly articulate their leadership identity are more likely to be seen as high potential and advance faster in their careers. Clarity makes you easier to trust and easier to promote. So think about that. And I don't know about you, but for me, this makes life a whole lot easier when you have that clarity. You stop second guessing, you stop shrinking, you stop trying to be all things to all people. Instead, you lead from the center of who you are, and that's where the magic really begins. So I'm going to give you a challenge for this week or to accomplish over the next few days. Take 20 minutes and create your leadership identity statement. Use the three parts we talked about, values, strengths, and impact. Write it down, speak it out loud, tape it to your desk, tape it to your mirror, put it on your laptop, live into it. And if you're feeling bold, I'd love for you to share it with me on LinkedIn. You'll find my LinkedIn link at the bottom of this podcast, or Tywana Wilson on LinkedIn. Use the hashtag #StandOutWithIntent or tag me so I can celebrate you and your clarity. And before we wrap up, because as you all know, these podcasts are meant to be short and actionable that you can listen, get a key tip, and implement in 20 minutes or less. So before we wrap up, let me leave you with this. Your leadership identity isn't hiding. It's not something you find by accident. It's something you choose. When you stop waiting for people to give you permission to lead and instead show up as the leader you already are, doors open. People listen. Opportunities align. So own who you are. Not someday. Now. That's it for this episode for SOS for Leaders. Hopefully this was I was able to give you some quick tips that will allow you to own your leadership identity, find clarity around it. If you need additional support, reach out to me, book a call with me so we can figure out the best way to help you. If this gave you the push you needed, share it with a friend, subscribe, leave a review. You can also leave a tip on the podcast website. Every episode that's on this podcast is designed to help you stand out with clarity, capability, and impact on purpose. So until next time, my friends, remember, you don't need a title to lead. You just need to lead with intent. So keep rising, keep being great, keep being intentional, my friends. And until next time, have a great day.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of SOS for Leaders, where Taiwana shared nuggets of wisdom that you can use to win in life. Follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and connect on LinkedIn. And remember, the secrets of success in your life resides inside of you. When you know what your strengths are, you can utilize them to live an impactful and influential life.